says, there's no such thing as a schus that's going to suspend a maimarim. Because if you're going to say that the schus does suspend a maimarim, like we said in the previous mission that Torah, if she has schus of Torah, it's going to suspend it. I think it means devalue the mayim in front of all the women that drink. So meaning they're just going to say, you know what? They're going to think maybe it's worth it to be mizana because mistama I have a schus Torah, nothing's going to happen to me. That the water is not going to kill her. Because everybody has a little schus in Torah, like the first all points out. Not only that, the women that are tahor and they drink, everybody's going to still talk badly about them. People are just going to say, that woman that drank, the water didn't kill her, but you know why? She's really tummy, but she probably has some type of schus Torah. But really, she did something wrong. Therefore, it can't be, Rabbi Shimon holds, that the schus of Torah suspends. There's no schus that suspends. It either works or it doesn't work. Rabbi says, no, it's not true. The schus does suspend. However, it still is apparent that she did something wrong. And she's not going to look forward to this, and she's not going to sin. I'll smach that she's not going to be worried that the water is going to do, because the water will do something to her. What is that? Ve'ena yoledes, she won't be able to give birth. Ve'ena mashpachas, she won't start healing. She won't get any better. Because a woman that's tahar, she actually gets better. Ela misnavna v'hoilechas, she starts wasting away. She becomes sick right away. And in the end, she dies from this misa. So it's going to be apparent right away. The schus of Torah is going to drag it on. So her sickness is going to drag on because of the schus of Torah. Maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, like Mishnah said. But there is a schus of Torah. She will die. The water will do its work. But the schus is still Torah, even on the Mayim Amarim.